Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Tuesday, the 16th of October.
2007.
And this is our Liberal Democrat special.
Yes.
Because it's all been happening for them.
It's a tribute show.
A tribute.
Just to discuss the late Sir Ming. And really just talk about the highs and the lows of his career. And, you know, he wasn't a Tory, so that was good.
That's a plus point.
He won the leadership of the Liberal Democrats.
And he managed to stay leader for a whole 16 months, I mean.
19
months.
And who knows, had he not dropped dead yesterday, he might have... I think he probably would have gone on to...
He's maybe the Liberal Democrats' John Smith.
I think he certainly... I mean, the way the Lib Dems have been going... They're certainly online to win the next election. I mean, when, you know, David Cameron, he's mostly been shitting himself about Ming, hasn't he?
I think he has.
Because Ming, you know, he knew how to talk the talk.
He's a man of substance, whereas David Cameron is just a wisp, really.
Walk the walk.
He could run the run because he was an Olympic runner.
He had all his entire party were 100% behind him. You know, because with age, you know, you get wisdom and you know, people really respected
him. I think his only real
him.
Disadvantage was that he wasn't very sexy.
Well, it depends what you mean by sexy, doesn't it? I mean,
well, what
you
would,
wouldn't you? I mean, not now he's dead, but you would have last week. Would you not?
But seriously,
even though
he's
not an MP?
Think of him as a normal human being.
Right.
Just a man with a man's troubles.
I mean, he's no Charlie Kennedy.
Well, I mean, exactly. This is what I'm saying. He's not... As far as they go, he's not Totty.
Well, he's...
So let's hope for the next leader they choose of Lib Dems, this year's leader, will be a bit of Totty.
Well, I think it will be because Charles Kennedy has said, right... Come on, man. I was the best leader you've ever had.
I've sobered up a bit now. All my clothes are too big, too small for me.
And to be honest, I doubt he drank very much more than any of the others anyway.
Well, I couldn't comment on that because I don't know.
Really? You can't comment on something you don't know anything about? Since when? What are we going to talk about? Jermaine Greer?
I don't know about Jermaine Greer.
Catch Your Boys.
I don't know a bit about them.
85 to 95.
An age group. I can't sit still.
I know you can't. I think you're going to fall off that chair, to be honest. And don't expect me to pick you.
Well, I don't like Simon Hughes. I can't remember if I said this on Newsbox or whether I said this just in normal life. But he makes me feel a bit sick when I look at him.
Right. Why?
He's very oily. Right. Very oily.
And?
I wouldn't trust him.
And?
He's not a gay.
And?
Don't fancy him.
That's enough.
I do like that Chris Hume, though.
Why?
He's got pretty eyes.
So do you think he'll be the new leader?
Well, I would be quite pro that happening.
Mm-hmm.
I quite like him. I wouldn't mind seeing a lady in charge, although not that weird-looking lady. The nice one, the sporty one.
Right.
You say, oh, I've forgotten, but I can remember it this morning. Or the CK, he could come back again. I'd be happy with that.
I'd be happy with CK one back.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Me? I'm not so notorious Liberal.
No. You're a little...
Although compared to you, of course, I am.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if I'll go for it or not. Not this time.
Do you reckon we'll get invited to the funeral being news homes? Do you think it'd be state funeral or something?
No,
smaller?
I think it'll be something low key with
open,
just his family.
Open coffin.
Although I tell you what, he's got a hell of a lot of great grandchildren. It's going to be reasonably big, even if it's just family.
How many has he got?
73.
Really? You sure you're not getting confused with his age?
Possibly.
Yeah, I think it might be possible.
Now, this postal strike, This is something I wanted to say yesterday, but I forgot to bring it up today, because it's ongoing still.
Mm-hmm.
There's a deal on the table. I think actually the strike's off now. It's just a wildcat strike in Liverpool. But why wildcats are being employed to deliver post, I don't know. It's not at all suitable.
You have brightened up your day.
Yeah, a wildcat came on and brought you a letter. You wouldn't mind if it was a bill then. But anyway, they're going to have a little vote on whether they should accept the deal that's been offered.
Yeah.
And they're going to do the vote by the post.
Yeah.
But they're unsure.
So?
They don't get the post.
What? There's a flaw in their plan.
Yeah.
So what?
Well, the wildcats won't get it.
I see. So does that mean they stay on strike until they do get their post?
I don't know, but I think so.
That's quite clever.
We're in for the long war. I don't know if they're getting paid or not. Oh, I've circled a story here which is really boring.
Oh, go on then. Spit it out quickly.
They're saying they should get rid of university results instead of just having first, a second or a Desmond. You should have a breakdown saying how well you did and stuff. That's a really boring story and I don't even have an opinion on it.
That was very boring. Mm. There's some new cats that look...
Wild cats?
No, they're normal domestic cats. They're being sold for an awful lot of money because the owners say that they look a bit like a tiger.
Is it a ginger cat?
It's just a ginger cat, and they've taken photos of the ginger cat looking a bit angry.
So it looks like an angry tiger.
But actually, I think if it closed its mouth and didn't look angry, it would just look like a normal tomcat, Ginger Tom, Marmalade.
But Garfield?
Marmalade.
I did read that story, and they said that they bred the cats specially to get tigery characteristics.
Yeah.
No, well, tiger, and they're going like a special nose, and to get the black tip on the end of its tail. But that's just kind of. I don't think tigers have noses that are that different from a normal cat, do they?
No, they're just tigers. I mean, they are a cat. It's stupid.
It is stupid.
It's not as good as the miniature pigs yesterday.
No,
they were good.
The miniature pigs were good, and they're not as good as when you get a dog that's dressed as a. What's the dog dress as?
What?
Oh no, a panda, that was it, dog dress
as
a panda.
Oh yeah. That fucked me up actually.
It's a bit of money we could go into here.
Oh yes. I coloured this in quite heavily.
Have you? Travel Lodge are offering money to local people who can come up with a local spot for a local travel lodge. Because the theory is that people know their area they live in very well, so they're best advised, rather than get some consultant in to do it, their best place to tell you where to build a travel lodge. And you can get up to
£150,000. I'll just say that whilst Michelle yawns at the boredom of her own story.
My own voice is very dull.
Spice it up a bit with putting...
Should I do an accent?
Yeah.
What should I do, Northern or West Country?
Do Ben Fogle.
He's ever so posh.
There you go.
Okay, I'll talk a little bit like Ben Fogle.
Oh, gosh.
So, there's a story here. Have you thought of anyone for travel lunch instantly?
I'm going to do me Mary Alice Foster.
Please don't, because I'll be sick.
Travel lunch.
Anyway, Ben Fogle notoriously hates Mary Alice Foster.
Does he?
Ooh, yeah, they've got a bit of a part.
Have they?
Yeah.
But she's three times his age. Travel lodge, where would I have one? I'd have one... Don't know where I'd have one, but I could think about it.
I would think about it and then let them know.
Just somewhere good.
Guess what, everyone's binge drinking and it's going to kill everyone.
Oh no.
Again.
Oh, is everyone in debt crisis by any chance?
There isn't a debt crisis story today, but I'm no doubt that they are.
There is a story though about how it's difficult for young people because of the credit crunch. So it's kind of a...
What is the credit crunch?
The credit crunch.
Is it like a cereal?
No, it sounds better than it is, to be honest.
Just there's not as much credit.
There's not much going around because all the banks have lent so much. That
is it because of the subprime thing?
It's because of the subprime thing, and now they're desperately trying to get people to put their money in.
I've got a feeling this might be the most boring news box ever.
I think it's only boring because you keep saying it's boring.
Well, actually, you said it was boring last time, so it's 2-1 to me at the moment on boredom factor. You know that paedophile whose face they unswirled?
Yeah.
They've got a picture of him now on CCTV. Well, so they say, but to me, he doesn't actually... It could be a whole different person, because he's got less hair and glasses on.
I suppose if you're an expert in recognising
people's faces. If he was scared, you'd recognise him more quickly. As discussed yesterday.
He was pulling the same pose.
Anyway, they've identified him, but they didn't bother to actually identify him in the paper. But I can tell you that he's called Christopher Neal.
Are you friends with him on Facebook?
I am, yes. I think you got a message.
Sound of silence.
That was very unprofessional.
What was?
The silence and the phone going off.
A husband has killed...
It's almost like we don't know what we're doing.
A husband has...
You'd think after a year and a half we'd got the hang of this by then.
A husband has killed his wife.
He's not in debt crisis anymore.
In order, well, he might be. He did it because he was thinking, brilliant, I'll get all her life insurance money. But what he did, he stuck her in the car to make it look like an accident, pushed her into a river. She went missing, presumed dead. There's been a bit of a drought and the water level has gone down and out pops his missus.
How long has she been there?
She's been in there for 8 years, so it's just
she's
a
green.
Skeleton at...
And some clothes at, with a necklace like, on.
Yeah.
The car would be pretty rusty.
Yeah.
It's quite a Columbo-esque murder.
Quite gruesome, really.
Although Columbo would have found the body very quickly.
It's a shame, though, because it surfaced 2 weeks too early, because if that had been Halloween, that would have been brilliant.
Yeah, everyone would have thought
imagine that, going for a little walk. Wow, what's that over there? Something floating in the water.
Green skeleton.
Kind of creaks up as it lifts from the bed. And they say, oh my God, is there somebody in there? And they think, because they can't see properly, they think it might be like recent. And then they realise, they open the car door and the skeleton's head turns round and goes, ah! And it's got a clam in its eye.
That's frightening. Here's a jolly story to cheer us up.
Mm-hmm.
A fat man fell off a balcony.
Yeah.
And he survived because he was so fat he just bounced, basically.
God, you'd have thought it'd be... I'd have thought it'd be less likely to survive.
Well, no, it's all padding, isn't it? It's from boing, like a beetle.
But I'd have thought he'd just pop.
Well, apparently not. So, if you see a fat person standing on a ledge, do give them a little push over because they'll probably be okay.
Yeah, then
and it'll be funny to watch.
And then if they're in
and
the
if
hospital,
if you film it, you can get £200 off Harry Hill.
That's true. And if they go in hospital, they'll get an MRSA, lose all the weight, and then they'll be happier at the end of it.
But and all hospitals have now made all their beds bigger and more sturdy because all the fat people who can go into them.
Really?
Yeah. Do you think everyone is fat already? It's just people.
Well, I don't see that many. I don't know. You know the half-ton man?
No.
I've told you about him before.
I know, but I just don't miss him.
The half-ton man, if he jumps off a building, he would definitely pop.
And he might pop the earth as well.
Yeah, oh, like that. It'd be like when that pump, when we saw that pumpkin fall on top of the
yeah,
bus.
Yeah, it would be like that.
Completely went through the bus.
Liam Gallagher... has been around Buckingham Palace for a little tour, and he's been telling all the kids' dads at his son's school how brilliant it was, and no doubt saying something very witty, because let's not forget, he's the 10th wittiest man in the entire world.
Yeah, well, there are such things as saying,
oh, fuck off, fuck you, oh, I put fancy kinder,
oh. Fucked one of the
twins from
I've punched my brother again. Ma, our nose been hitting me.
This is a weird one. Courtney Love and Katie Melua are now best friends after appearing on the Graham Norton show together.
Right, well, one, they're not.
What says here? Courtney Love says she's the sweetest doll. It's about Katie Melua.
Two equals go to ten. Three equals run.
Keith Sutherland's, you know, Keith Sutherland's been banged up. He's not going to waste his time in there. He's come up with a little plan what he's going to do. Why are you nodding your head and shaking your head?
Because I know what he's going to do.
He's going to record an album.
Yeah.
It's apparently what you're allowed to do now when you're in prison. They've got a recording studio.
But you know what
there.
The album is that he wants to do?
What is it?
It's all cover versions of Bruce Willis songs.
Brilliant.
So basically, you'll be getting your stocking.
I look forward to that. Now, Pamela Anderson's got married again. I think it's her 10th wedding, but only her 3rd husband, mm-hmm. or something like that. And she's married the guy who did the sex tapes with Paris Hilton.
Yeah. And now, and Paris Hilton is now going out with Kid Rock.
He was, Pamela's ex, apparently so, yeah.
So, what do you make of it?
I'm not that interested, but what is interesting is that Paris Hilton is doing a musical,
mm-hmm.
a film musical, called Repo. It's a black comedy set in the future where organ donation is the norm. Basically, just sell your organs to live. And apparently, the lovely Tony Head is her co-star in a musical called Repo with Paris Hilton, which probably means that he needs something better to do.
Mm.
He deserves better.
Well, maybe, you know, he just thought that'd be a laugh. I don't need to do anything particularly, but that sounds like a laugh. I'll do it.
Maybe. He does have a horse factory, sanctuary.
Does he whisper to the horses?
He probably does. Primitive.
Does he stick his dick inside their little pony asses?
I wouldn't have thought so.
But you don't know for sure.
Well, I don't know, but
so potential,
to be honest, the average pony...
Potential story there.
The average pony's too high up for that sort of thing.
But, I mean, there's such a thing as stepladders.
Have you ever seen a stepladder and a pony, and then tell me how that works?
Or he could just climb on top of a chest of drawers.
Thank you, yes.
Or his chair.
Janet Jackson is writing a diet book.
Yeah, she shouldn't.
Well, she shouldn't. I mean,
who would take any notice of that?
Apparently, she's lost 4 stones, but that woman's been up and down more times than
a bride's 90.
So unless she keeps this 4 stone off for at least 5 years, I won't find that book.
No.
There's a new row in pop. Pretty vicious, this one.
Very vicious.
It's some ageing pop stars, they've been described as here. Ageing pop stars.
What's so, it like? Presumably it's somebody like Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger, Brian Ferry, David Bowie, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's Westlife and the Spice Girls. Mel C has said this quite harsh thing about Westlife.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? I'm going to do an impression of her. I personally don't like Westlife. So what she said is, personally,
okay.
She doesn't like Westlife.
So I'll put myself in their shoes.
Right, what would you think of that if someone
said
that?
I would say, you, bitch, have you been having a go at my family? I'm going to murder you. I'm going to murder you in cold blood. No, actually, no, I did the impression. I'm going to pick up my weapons. I'm going to murder you because I'm Irish. And that's not good craic. Give me some soda bread and some... potatoes.
I'm going to put Louis Walsh on you. it's ludicrous. What they've actually said, not far off that. If Mel C wants to start opening her mouth and picking on us individually or our families, then that's going to become personal. I think Nikki Byrne might have been to the Dr. Francis White School of Law. But yeah, apparently.
Talking of
apparently,
cunts.
She's not that keen on Westlife.
Talking of cunts, there's a picture here of a rapist
mm.
who's been finally banged to rights. Good. He's walking along here, chained to a police officer, grinning.
He's pleased as punch, isn't he?
You know what I'd like to do?
What?
To him. I'd like to do some kind of vigilante stuff.
Well, get Westlife. Tell him that he's said Westlife mums are all fat. We'll see what they do.
I mean, there's a brick wall there. He looks like he wants his head grabbing from behind and his face just pummeling repeatedly into the wall until he's probably until he's dead, really.
Do you reckon? That'd kill him.
It certainly wipes the smile literally off his face, which needs doing, doesn't it?
Certainly, it needs to be dealt with in some way.
It should be dealt with. Somebody deal with it, please.
Chocolate. It's
sweet.
Yeah, it's popular, and there's a whole page about chocolate here.
Anything new? Anything we didn't know?
Chocolate fondue fountains.
Right.
They thin the chocolate with vegetable oil so it flows, which is why it doesn't taste very nice.
That sounds disgusting.
And really, it doesn't strike me as particularly hygienic. Anyone could stick anything in that flowing chocolate.
A little knob?
Maybe a little knob?
Funny?
This is brilliant. Chocolate is a stimulant for humans,
mm-hmm.
and it also makes horses go faster. That's what Tony Head's giving them.
Yeah. Well, you don't call Tony Head for no good reason, is it? Diana, new evidence come to light.
Diana who?
Diana the Princess of Wales.
Diana Princess of Wales who?
Diana Princess of Wales, tragic queen of hearts.
Oh, her.
New evidence has come to light. Somebody who was in the tunnel said, as the car crashed, he saw a blinding flash of light.
Was it maybe the crash, the impact of the crash?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
Maybe not.
Chimpanzees.
Yep.
Are apparently wimps because if they get chased or hit by a rival chimp, they exaggerate and they scream and go and run away and they kind of fake
like injuries.
That was exactly the point I was going to make. Like a footballer would do. Did you see that one the other day? It was an amazing clip where a fan had come down from the fan bit and gone on the pitch and he'd touched the goalie
yeah.
and the goalie went, oh, I was really angry. He didn't even hit him or anything. I think he just like brushed past him and he got really angry and started chasing him and then he gave chase and then obviously his thought process was quite changed and he thought, oh, hang on, it'd be better if it looked like I've been injured by him and suddenly fell over for no reason whatsoever and he got in trouble for that and also the fan got in trouble. The club whose fan it was.
I think we should start doing that with each other.
Should we? Oh!
Like, Michelle, here's a cup of tea. Ah, it's all over my face.
So, yes, like footballers.
There's
a dinosaur.
Interesting.
You know that dinosaur that we found last
week? Oh, yeah.
There's another one now.
Is it in the same... Does it live in the same woods?
I don't know, but it's called a Phutologicon Cosaurus Dookie.
It's like a diplodocus.
It's basically like a diplodocus.
Does it eat meat?
No, it eats leaves.
So it's a diplodocus.
But it's a bit different.
Basically the same.
I think it's bigger than a diplodocus.
Yeah, apart from the babies.
No, well, they're a bit smaller. oh, it's Phutalonchosaurus. Phutalonchosaurus. What did you go?
That picture. Is that all of it?
That's its spine.
So what are they going to do with it now they found it? Are they going to feed it? Are they going to put it in the zoo?
It eats shoots and leaves. So it's going to mainly eat some shoots and then eat some leaves.
Yeah.
And you're going to put it in a park and they're going to... Yeah. Well, I think they're going to put Richard Attenborough in charge of it.
Yeah.
And then he's going to get his grandchildren round, test it out.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a power failure.
It'll be okay because if they sleep in a tree and the Diplodocus wakes them up in the night, comes over to them, the children wake
Vegisaurus.
Up.
Vegisaurus. It's Vegisaurus.
It's just a Vegisaurus. It's not a Meatosaurus. So they'll be able to just maybe even feed it out of the trees themselves and maybe... maybe tap its nose, but then it might probably, like, I don't know, sneeze and the snot will go all over them.
I'll tell you what, it does have a bit of hay fever.
The little girl won't like that.
She won't like it.
Whatever happened to her, she must be grown up by now.
Let's find out. Heinz is in trouble.
Right.
Because they've got this new sort of range of soups called Farmer's Market Soup.
Hmm.
And everyone's gone, hang on, how can you call it Farmer's Markets? Farmer's Markets are where the farmer directly sells its vegetables to people and fresh produce. This is a tin of soup, which actually you bought all the vegetables from Sainsbury's. So they're in trouble now. They've had to withdraw them.
Terrible.
See, what they've done is tried to make us think it's organic, but it ain't.
Britney Spears bought her ex's Justin Timberlake's new album and took it home and had a wank. Do you think that's a sign of anything?
I think it's a sign she's not open yet.
Oh dear. There's been a competition. Most memorable TV moment ever.
Yeah, I think it's probably when Del Boy fell through the bar.
No, it was when the Twin Towers collapsed.
That was brilliant. The special effects were excellent.
I mean, it was. It looks real.
It looked real.
I tell you what was a nice little thing.
Touch, yeah.
The falling man. I mean, that was just sharp, beautiful. It was pregnant. Everything, really. What else did happen?
What were the other ones?
No, I don't know. Somebody said what came first.
Oh, I know what the other ones were.
What were they?
Number two,
yeah.
Princess Diana dying.
Yeah, yeah.
Number three, walking on the moon.
That was fake quite badly, though.
They didn't do that so well.
Although it was,
I mean,
years
it was,
ago.
It was a long time ago.
Special effects.
There wasn't CGI then, was there? There weren't even Cs, let alone the GIs.
Mm. I mean, that was before flight, wasn't it? So they wouldn't have been able to do the whole plane thing.
It was, and to be honest, it's hard to get hold of that much cheese.
Yeah.
Where did Del Boy Falling Through the Bar come in this list?
67.
Really?
Yeah. Just below Death of the Queen Mum.
I'll tell you what, it came below that really witty interview that Liam Gallagher did on CGI Friday.
Do you remember? That was brilliant when he went,
us no.
What do I do in bang? What do I do?
Use my imagination!
I'm such a kid!
Tonight on telly! Heston Blumenthal's on telly! Doing science with chicken tikka masala. To me, that sounds like your ideal programme.
Well, why would it be?
Because you're obsessed with Heston Blumenthal.
I like his name!
Keep saying his name over and over again.
I like his name. I always forget him when I remember. I think, well, that's a good name. Heston Blumenthal. It's good. It's like a
female science with food.
Yeah, like the oil. But
he's going to use an MRI scanner and an excavator to make a perfect chicken tikka masala.
Someone gave me a chicken tikka masala to eat. Yes, I'd be interested. I'm not interested in watching somebody else cook it and eat it,
this
and then I can't eat it.
This is the 78th best ever TV moment.
Wow. I just prefer the other 77.
Bouncer's Dream. Where'd that come?
Third.
After the moon landing.
Now this is, I think, ridiculous.
I think it is too. What is it?
Breast cancer charity. That in itself is ridiculous. And they've been saying, women, you should examine your breasts regularly. I actually did mine this morning, and it kind of...
Mine are still there.
Took a while, and I enjoyed it. But I did do it. Alex Best...
That's a boy.
Alex Best... has done a bronze cast of her own tits, and she's going to auction it for charity.
Now, I'm going to argue that she didn't do that herself.
You don't need to argue it, you can just say it.
She didn't do that herself. Look, she's got her hands in it. How would she ever get the plaster of Paris off her?
Yeah, in bronze, right?
Right, yeah.
Who the fuck would want that? Don't know who would want it.
Well, an old man, an old pervy man, like, because she's done it with George Best, and you can see an imprint of her nipple.
So do you think that's why they'd want it?
She looks a bit fat to me. I mean, not really fat, but fatter than you'd have thought. But maybe that's a
Plaster of Paris.
The bronze.
What you do is you make the cast out of Plaster of Paris and you fill it with bronze.
Did you watch Dragon's Den?
Yeah.
But go and face it.
Are we done now?
Basically.
What do you think of the new dragon?
Seems alright. I think he was.
He was a bit trying. He was out to impress.
He was very much trying to assert himself, and the others were just sort of a bit laughing at him. But he was
like that first one, but I mean that looky likey thing. I think he knew he wasn't going to have to put up any more money. Mm.
What did you think of the looky likeys?
Rubbish.
Did you, when David Beckham came in and started trying to speak? But the Will Smith one was good.
He wasn't bad, actually.
And the Johnny Depp one wasn't bad either. I mean, weird
I don't know how much it was makeup and how much it was.
Weird
he actually
makeup.
Looked like Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And also, Johnny Depp is probably his most irritating as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Mm. I don't know. I like Edward Scissorhands. Have you ever seen my impression of Edward Scissorhands? What do you call him?
That's actually your best impression.
Thank you.
Right, can we finish everything off? 31 minutes.
We'll put a picture of me doing that impression in the 2008 annual.
Okay, yeah, we can do a page of impressions. Thanks for all your ideas that you've sent in.
Yeah,
we'll
be using
more,
them anymore, yeah. And
that one wasn't, that's one that we've just come up
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah. Alright, bye.
Bye.